crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Former President Barack Obama has his fingerprints all over the sabotage of the Trump administration and ultimately the future of the United States. From the allegations of the wiretapping of Trump's phones during the 2016 campaign to the ongoing details of the Barr-Durham investigation, Barack Obama and his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just keep the hits coming.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom. Not the cause.
Lo and behold, the point man behind the siege on the American embassy in Iraq, Hadi al-Amiri, was hosted in the Oval Office by President Obama in 2011. According to the Daily Mail, Amiri is head of the Badr Corps, an Iranian vassal, which, despite fighting alongside the U.S. against ISIS in 2014 and 2015, has received funding and arms from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, a designated terror group. President Trump had stirred a hornet's nest after he ordered U.S. Air Force jets to decimate Hezbollah bases and 25 were killed. And now the smoke is clearing on the propagandized hit job on the American embassy in Iraq. The sniveling cowards in the media want another Benghazi. And what they got was a real-time response from the commander-in-chief.
They came immediately. And it's in great shape. As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. The Iranian regime's aggression in the region, including the use of proxy fighters to destabilize its neighbors, must end, and it must end now.
Now the left, led by the rhetoric of Joe Biden and Ilhan Omar, are showing their hand as the bulwark of national security that they are. As Biden called the bold action that of throwing a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox, and Omar vowed to step in and stop Trump. Of course, the truth didn't slow down the Mockingbird media's love affair with terrorists. As Steve Watson writes, the leftist media in the U.S. started off 2020 with a cacophony of fake news by labeling Hezbollah terrorists who attempted to storm the U.S. embassy in Baghdad as protesters. The pictures from the mob attack clearly show that it was led by members of Tehran's militia units in Iraq, which have been absorbed into the Iraqi security forces. John Kerry's underhanded violation of the foreign diplomacy of the executive office is a sobering example of the left's true danger to our national security.
You know, John Kerry speaks to him a lot. John Kerry tells them not to call. That's a violation of the Logan Act. And frankly, he should be prosecuted on that. But my people don't want to do anything that's... Only the Democrats do that kind of stuff, you know? Yes. If it were the opposite way, they'd prosecute him under the Logan Act.
While Obama's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood during the toppling of regimes in North Africa is indisputable.
And what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now. Furthermore, the process must include a broad spectrum of Egyptian voices and opposition parties.
The most important thing for me is to have real friendship between the Egyptians and Americans.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. What that means is mutual, balanced relationships.
Jubilation erupting on Tahrir Square as the news spread that President Morsi had been deposed. Yet another Egyptian leader taken down by the people on this now iconic square.
Those ties to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi snaked a path to an Iran that Obama had generously rewarded for a nuclear disarmament deal that failed. Where will Obama and Hillary's signature of sabotage appear next? And how much of the Iranian conflict is being driven by their influence? John Baum reporting.
Well, here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots that have kept InfoWars on the air, thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus and Supermel Vitality and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
The 3 days of mourning are over for Iran's head general, Soleimani. The red flag of war has been hoisted above the main mosque in Tehran. And the Ayatollah has come out and issued an $80 million murder-for-hire contract or a bounty, an Islamic fatwa for Shiites anywhere in the world, and they're in almost every country, or for anybody else for that matter, who can assassinate President Trump. You can read the quotes here where they say, the yellow-haired madman, bring us his head, you'll get $80 million U.S. That's $1 for every Iranian citizen. So a huge escalation. They've promised to hit 35 targets. Trump says if they do, we'll hit 50-plus targets. A huge escalation. Now, I want to be clear before I lay out how huge this is, obviously, that I have never been for offensive war, I am not for these strikes, and that I have not endorsed what the president did, but I have laid out why I believe he did it. And it's important to understand the players geopolitically to see the president's perspective. Because if you understand his perspective, you understand how this is really a deep state war playing out on the grand chessboard that is Central Asia. So let's lay this out. You'll remember a few years ago, the ISIS al-Qaeda forces with Saudi Arabia kept launching false flag chemical attacks against Assad and blaming him to try to bring Trump in. And when Trump finally, the third time, blew up a chemical dump and went along with the propaganda, I blew up. I'm not in a f***ing cult for Donald Trump. F*** him. F*** his family. F*** all these people. All right, see, I shouldn't even be live right now. When are we going on the f***ing satellite? God f***ing, man. What the f***? And I did that because I'd gone to the mat for Trump. I'd been deplatformed for Trump. I'd been sued more than 30 times for Trump. I had been persecuted for Trump, and he'd promised to be anti-war. He talked about how the previous attacks had been false flags in Syria, how Hillary and Obama had helped found modern ISIS, how they'd run the Arab Spring. He was fighting to keep Europe's borders closed. He was really understanding the situation, being advised by Senator Rand Paul, being advised by Ted Cruz, who also understood these facts. And so when I saw that, I thought it was like in the past, the beginning of a whole bunch of other strikes and a full-on war. But instead, Trump did it. That's why the Russians backed down. They understood so that the war hawks and the neocons couldn't say that Trump was soft and then remove him from office completely. So I then began to understand Trump's more sophisticated policy as he tries to get us out of Afghanistan, as he got us out of Syria. And so now we know that Obama and Kerry, mainly Hillary some, but mainly Obama and Kerry, have been behind the scenes. Well, not behind the scenes, they've been public. In Iran saying ignore Trump and do stuff in the Strait of Hormuz and you'll be able to embarrass him and we can remove him. So they've been hijacking ships, blowing up ships, sinking ships, taking ships over, shooting down drones. And Trump over and over again has said, no, we're not going to strike or call the strikes back. So they thought he was weak. And that's why this particular general who was running their international operations had previously launched operations with improvised explosive devices made in Iran against U.S. troops all over the world, killing thousands. And he was doing it again and had already launched offensives against U.S. troops in Iraq as Trump was announcing their drawdown and that they were going to be leaving. He was coming into the power vacuum to try to take over Iraq, which again would cause a civil war between the Shiites and the Sunnis. So Trump is legitimately trying to stabilize as we pull out, letting Iran know, you better let Iraq be their own country again instead of destabilization, or we're going to take your leadership out because Saudi Arabia and Israel will get involved if we didn't do that. So Trump is doing this, as he said, to stop a war, straight shooting. He always tells the truth, folks. He does what he says he'll do. It's very pragmatic, very easy to understand. I love it as a Texan. And he's saying, I did this to stop a war. And so you better stop it right now. And that's why he did it. And so that's why they've now put a price on his head, because just like in the old days where you'd have two different champions, this happened in China, it happened in Japan, it happened in ancient Africa, it happened all over Europe, it happened in Mesoamerica. Every culture would get sick of wars. So they start saying, hey, our champion will fight your champion. And instead of having a full war, whoever wins in that championship, that's where sports come from. The original sports were blood sports, will then be the winners. And that way only one person dies, or a few people die, in the case of the Aztecs with the ball playing court, but we don't kill thousands. And so I said on Friday, we'll play a clip in a moment on David Knight's show when he had a guest host, that this is like El Cid, where Trump just went in and killed the guy that's launching the operations against our troops as they try to pull out, and who's trying to take over Iraq, saying, hey, we're not going to just kill your troops, we're going to kill you. So it's very gangster. It's very primitive, but it's actually how the world works. And so I said it's like El Cid. Well, I predicted it. Now they have put this giant price on Trump's head. So that's where we are. Trump is legitimately understanding that China is the big threat. They're taking over the South China Sea. They're at war with Vietnam. They've been attacking them for several years, huge battles. There are also big threats out of the Philippines. If China keeps declaring that they control part of the Philippines, that's the big threat. That's who owns our debt. That's who owns Hollywood. That's who is censoring us with big tech. That's the big enchilada. And Trump gets it. He understands the pivot out. And America first means we still look out for our interest. America first means we don't turn and run. Because if we just turn and run, all these powerful interests are going to then invade their neighbors. So I don't want to be the policeman of the world. I want out of the Middle East. But again, if we run up white flags and turn and run and leave our weapons on the field, that will trigger larger wars for all of us that want peace. That is not a good thing.
It's like El Cid, which is a movie, but based on a true story. In the old days, those kingdoms would just have their champions fight. That's where gladiators actually started. It wasn't just out of entertainment. It was like two champions would fight instead of killing all your people. And so really, okay, you kill our people, we're going to kill you. And that's going to send a message that we're not going to just target your military. We're going to kill you. And I think the mullahs are thinking twice.
But now I want to take a moment to talk about InfoWars and why the establishment hates us and why they're attacking us and why they're putting out fake news about us and why they're trying to shut us down. Because I don't get talking points from on high. I'm an independent individual who's real and who loves America and loves freedom and has goodwill in my heart for everybody. And so I saw some of the comments on InfoWars and some of the calls Friday saying, oh my gosh, Tucker Carlson's the anti-war guy now. Alex Jones is a neocon warmonger. We're all so upset. Well, A, I didn't call for this. I don't support war. Everybody knows that, and that's not true. That's a cheap shot. And the idea that I'm doing this to, like, curry favor with the establishment. I'm being attacked because I've supported Trump. I'm being attacked because I support the Second Amendment. I'm being attacked because I support national sovereignty and Christianity and basic freedom. And so if I turned on Trump and attacked the Second Amendment and things like that, then you'd know I'd sold out. The establishment hates me because I'm real. It's mainstream media undermining Trump on this strike and saying he's wrong and saying he's an idiot and hoping it goes wrong. And it is a gamble. So I did this. I broke this down on air and talked about all the different angles. It had Syrian girl on with one perspective and Steve Pachinik on from another perspective to have a real discussion. We don't get talking points from on high here and then go out and regurgitate those. Some of my hosts are for the strike. Some are against it. I don't call them up and say, hey, you better agree with me. But by the way, what is my view? What is my policy? What is my idea? It's supporting getting out of the Middle East. And you saw what the Iraqi president came out today and said. He's been in talks with Trump for months. He says Trump wants to pull out. The U.S. was already quietly beginning to pull out. The Iranians knew it, and we're getting ready to come into the vacuum and take over. And now Trump's going to use this to say, hey, we took out the bad guy. You guys better not invade. We're pulling out. It's a win-win. And if Trump has his way, we're going to pull out of Iraq just like Syria, which, again, is anti-war and the reason I support Trump. So watch what happens, ladies and gentlemen. This is 3D chess. I do support the president, and I'm not crying that very corrupt general that killed thousands of our troops over the last 20 years is dead. Does that mean I agree with all these wars? Absolutely not. I'm simply saying Iran is an expansionist group, and people who are in love with the mullahs are fools because they're unpopular with their own people. That doesn't mean I want regime change, but I can say that I don't worship the Shiite dictators, okay? All right, Owen Schroyer is taking over live with all the latest developments. The Shiites are beginning to strike back and attack with rockets and attack bases. Let's pray for peace and hope that this de-escalates. But the Iranians, I think, aren't going to be too rash. They're smart, and they now say it's fair game. They're going to try to kill President Trump. So Trump really valiantly, like El Cid, has put himself in that place of the champion and says, if you want to get me, come and kill me. I'm going to kill your leaders, too, instead of our troops and their troops. Finally, a general leading from the front. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There have been a lot of developments in the past 48 hours since the strike in Iran. Multiple strikes in Iran that have everybody talking about World War III all of a sudden. And I realized something. Just like everything else that's been done in the Middle East and with the war on terror, this World War III narrative is just as contrived. Now, that's not to say that the threat isn't real. That's not to say that people's fears aren't real. It's just you notice that this has never happened before in such a wave of public awareness. That's because now it's being forced to trend on Twitter. Now everybody is talking about it on the news. It used to be nobody would use that rhetoric, but now they're all willing to use it because they want Trump to be synonymous with World War III. And so if you take a step back and look at everything that's happened since Trump was elected, this is just another example of them blaming Trump, whether it be the Democrats, old guard Republicans, the DC establishment, the media, all of them blaming Trump for what they did. They were the ones that spread fake news to start multiple wars, specifically in the Middle East. They were the ones that funded proxy armies. They were the ones that dumped weapons over there. They were the ones that were arming terrorists and rebels and governments. And it's all been going on for decades. And it gets handed to Trump. It's a mess. It's a disaster. It's war. And he is probably trying to do what he thinks is best to try to clear it up. Now, again, it becomes a purist issue, a polarized issue where either you're for strikes or against strikes, which means you're either for war or against war. Well, I think it's more complex than that. But let's just look at everything that's developed. And again, you notice for the first time ever, all of these trending hashtags and stuff about World War III and war in the Middle East and us being against it with the media promoting it that way, that's all new. Why? Because it's all meant to make Trump look bad. So just like Russian collusion wasn't Trump, it was the deep state with Hillary and John McCain. Just like election meddling wasn't Trump or Russia, that's been the Democrats for decades in the deep state, illegal immigration, etc. Just like quid pro quo with Ukraine, that wasn't Trump, that was Joe Biden during the Obama administration. The list goes on and on. World War III is now that next addition to the list. And is this finally where it reaches the end of the plateau? Is there anywhere else they can go? Does it get any worse than war? Just like the Me Too movement. Point the finger at Trump. No, it was Bill Clinton. No, it was Hollywood. And so now they want to blame Trump for World War III. No, that was the Obama administration. No, that was the Bush administration. No, that was the Clinton administration. But you see, they now want World War III so that they can blame Donald Trump. You see how that works? And it really is sickening. It really is sickening what you see happening from former Obama administration officials and members of the media, where if this was considered an official war with Iran, if we were actually considered at war with Iran, CNN would be shut down, seized, raided, and they'd all be arrested. Think about that. But let's just look at some of these developments. Iran vows to hit 35 U.S. targets and unfurls red flag of war. Iran raises red flag of jihad over dome of its holiest city, signaling revenge for Soleimani's death. Iran threatens to attack White House in crushing retaliation. Iran regime offers $80 million for President Trump's head, which isn't that kind of like an Austin Powers moment? Like, $1 million. $1 million isn't that much anymore. It's like $80 million for Trump's head. You wonder how serious they really are. Trump retaliates, says 52 Iranian targets lined up if there's retaliation. And then in some other developments, Netanyahu, in alleged stumble, says Israel is a nuclear power. Well, was he saying Israel has nuclear weapons? Is he just saying that the United States is the United States Army and our capabilities are in his command? What is he really saying there? Or did he just lie? Royal Navy deployed to protect British ships in Gulf in wake of Soleimani's assassination. So, yeah, the Strait of Hormuz, the Gulf, everybody's on edge. Thousands chant death to America at funeral to top Iranian General Soleimani. And we're being told that also all of these protests out there, basically it's like a same thing that they do here. They give you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and just come out and protest. And then Iraqi parliament passes resolution to end foreign troop presence in Iraq. Now, I think it would be smart, and I would like to see Trump pull out of the Middle East right now, specifically Iraq and Iran. Just get out, declare a victory. All right, you killed the top general. You killed some others. Pull out. Get out of there. It'd be a huge political victory. Now, here's the question that we ask ourselves. Obviously, us going to war with Iran or Iraq does not benefit you or I in the short term or the long term. And you have all kinds of headlines and protests. Outraged Americans condemn U.S. actions in Iraq and Iran. Enough of this nonsense. You have the left drumming up protests, funding them. They have their whole thing on a string, folks. They can just literally hit a button and they can have protests nationwide. More than 70 protests planned across U.S. against Soleimani's strike. Well, forget Soleimani. I mean, that's just the name. That's just the face. That's just the narrative. What's really going on here is that the average American is sick of being at war in the Middle East. The average American has no interest in Iran or Iraq. The average American doesn't care. So who does? Because you see, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has to consider that too. And I'm not saying that's good, folks, but the reality is, it's not just what's best for the American people, and that's what we're sick of. And that's why we don't want to see foreign wars anymore, why we're sick of the foreign intervention, and that's why it's time to bring the troops home. But now it doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. And I think we're all frustrated with that. More coming up on the other side, more developments. Again, if we were at war with Iran, CNN would be committing blatant treason.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It really just comes down to this. To me, in these difficult times, and I've said this before, this trying to cover wars and military action and stuff as it's developing is maybe the second least fun thing to do here on air outside of covering a mass shooting when it's happening live. It's the toughest thing to cover. People want answers. They want understanding. And sometimes it takes time. And because of the way media works and the landscape here, everybody wants to be on the leading edge. But, you know, here's what it boils down to for me. Because you're never going to please everybody. Trump's never going to please everybody. To sit here and blame Trump for what's going on in the Middle East is so disingenuous and unfair. And the media knows it. And all these former Obama administration officials know it. Congress knows it. They do it anyway because they hate Trump. They never held Obama's heat to the fire. Now, Bush used to take heat. Obama was just like Bush. He just didn't, quote unquote, start the wars. But I will say this. Trump could finish him if he wants to. But that's on President Donald Trump. So, yeah, I'm against foreign intervention. I'm against striking. I'm against military action. I'd like all the troops to come home. But if I don't get that, and Trump further alongs or progresses further or regresses, I mean, people are debating what's happening in the Middle East. Well, I'm not going to sit here and say it's all Trump's fault. He inherited a disaster. And there is a larger geopolitical game of chess going on right now. And so for the media and the Democrats to sit here and focus on this strike of Soleimani and say, wow, look, Trump's starting World War III. Again, that's disingenuous, that is dishonest, and that is not fair. So if Trump furthers us into more conflict and intervention in the Middle East, yeah, I'm against that. I don't want to see that. And so far, it really hasn't been that bad. Again, Obama was much worse than Trump when it comes to action, military action in the Middle East. When Trump does something, you know what it is, and you know why. So, again, though, Trump could have the biggest political victory by declaring victory right now and pulling the troops home. Now, I don't expect that to happen. Even though that's what the American people want. And this is, again, where we get so frustrated. Because we know who really runs D.C., don't we? And it's not us. And that's why some Trump supporters are frustrated right now. But look at what's going on in the media. Where Susan Rice, stories at Infowars.com, is on Face the Nation, or I'm sorry, this is on CNN, excuse me. Wow, so CNN is even worse than I thought. I mean, seriously, CNN, I just can't even imagine working for such a traitorous network. And if we were officially at war with Iran, the military would probably be taking action at CNN. But this is what I'm saying. This is how Susan Rice, who's smart enough to try to play both angles here, she says this on CNN. I am doubtful it will prove to be the right thing, Soleimani strike. In the first instance, any of us familiar with Soleimani and the extraordinary blood on his hands has to be happy to see him off the battlefield. He's a murderer and a terrorist of the first order. Wow. That's from Susan Rice. So, you see, even they know he was a terrorist. Even they labeled him a terrorist. But then she says, having said that, whether we and Americans around the world are safer as a result of his targeted assassination, even though she just said having him off the battlefield is a good thing, they would have been had we pursued other means to deal with what was purportedly the imminent threat at hand. I'm not sure about that. I am not sure as I look at this, there are other ways to de-escalate the situation. Oh, like giving them hundreds of billions of dollars like Obama did. Yeah, that. Oh, good call. The UN is saying the U.S. broke international law by eliminating Soleimani. But again, he's already listed as a terrorist. He's already listed as a murderer. He already has thousands of deaths to his name. But he's protected? And Trump's the bad guy. And the Times of London, or now they get triggered when you say this, so I say it more often, London Stan, Times of London stand named the Iranian general to a list of rising stars in 2020. How do you like that? Now, what are the odds of that, really? I mean, what are the odds of that, really? I wonder. CNN gives softball interview to Iran's PR, encourages Trump bashing rhetoric. CNN is pro-Iran, anti-American. And then, just to illustrate what a quagmire it all is and how, again, they've all been lying, all of them. They all lied before Trump got in, before Trump even ran for office. They were all bombing the Middle East. They were all doing it for all kinds of different reasons. And they became so confident in their lies that they didn't even care what they lied about anymore because they didn't ever get checked on it. And so now Biden, caught in flat-out lie over bin Laden raid. Stories at Zero Hedge. But basically, he's given about five different accounts of what happened between him and Obama at the bin Laden raid. First, he was against it, then he was for it, then against it. Now he's tripled down saying he was for it. People call him out saying, no, here's the quote. You said you were against it. And then he freaks out. Because they don't even know, folks. They don't even know the story. They don't even try to be honest or truthful. They don't care. They know the media will never check them. They know Hollywood's in their pocket. The media's in their pocket. Everything's in their pocket. Now, Trump doesn't have that luxury. Trump can't do anything good. And so if Obama, let me put it to you this way. If Obama would have had a military strike that killed Soleimani, he'd be a hero. The media would be holding him up as a hero. Hollywood would be holding him up as a hero. He'd probably get a Nobel Peace Prize. He'd probably host the Golden Globes. You know, it'd be the ultimate hero. He'd be number one. And of course, Soleimani would be the bad guy, the terrorist, and they'd mention all the Americans he's killed and all the blood on his hands, and he's this and he's that, and he's a terrorist and everything. And okay. But you see, Trump does it. Now all of a sudden, Trump bad. Trump's the bad guy. Soleimani was a king. He was a hero, austere religious leader. And then ironically enough, Soleimani actually means man of peace. Originating from Soleiman, translated over the years, Soleimani, man of peace. But that just shows you how the media is skewed, how politics is skewed, how D.C. is skewed. Trump has a different set of rules. So again, I'm not in support of airstrikes. I don't want to see further intervention. I want all the troops home. But I'm not going to sit here and point the finger at Trump when he's got everything stacked against him, everything weighed against him, this whole quagmire he inherited. And in comparison, you look at the military action he's taken versus what's happened in the past. He's like 1/100th as bad as a Bush administration or an Obama administration, maybe less. And at least with him, you know what you're getting. And you know where and you know when and you know why. We've never had that luxury before. But you know, so because of all that, Trump's bad now, you see. So he gets blamed for everything. But it's just like everything else. They colluded with Russia. They meddled in the election. They're the ones attacking free speech. They're the threats to America. They're the ones responsible for the Me Too movement. They're the ones responsible for World War III. They're the ones that have initiated all of this in the Middle East, not Trump. So this is just another case and maybe the final case of blame Trump for what we did. If you're Obama, if you're Bush, if you're the deep state establishment politics, the establishment media, they blame Trump for everything they did. No, World War III will be on your hands, CNN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The power of the dark side.
What is the real power of the dark side? It's destroying Americans' IQs, lowering their consciousness, cutting off their connection with God, and humanity, weakening their confidence, weakening their instincts, and then training them with lights and propaganda, literally lights on a screen, the flicker rate, images, training them to believe your propaganda, then dominating all the main factors of communication and messaging, Hollywood, entertainment, mainstream news, DC politics, so that then you have a controllable mass of people that won't question anything, won't look behind and around the corner or the curtain, and will literally believe anything that they're fed. And when there's no real heroes anymore, you can replace the likeness of a hero, the concept of a hero that idea with a scarecrow, with a straw man, with a false icon. And then you control those false icons and you control those masses. And that's where we're at. And the Trump phenomenon is the line. Where do you stand? Now, this doesn't mean you either like everything Trump does or don't like anything Trump does. It means you recognize the paradigm of the DC establishment, the Hollywood establishment, the media establishment, and the confluence of all three to deceive you, misinform you, and they've been doing it for decades. That's the very power structure that opposes Trump. That's the very power structure that we're opposing. But when you have the brainwashed masses believing anything you put out, it becomes an upward battle and a spiritual battle, the likes of which we were never even meant to win. But the victory is in the fight. Now, I got plenty of more news to get to here, and I'm going to get to all of it. But I want to open up the phone lines here because I want to get your response to everything we've been talking about so far today in the second hour on this Sunday transmission. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Your responses to what I've been talking about today. Now, I have not even plugged once today. I've not even mentioned the store. And so that's my bad, because I should have told you about the mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com coming to a close today at the beginning of the broadcast. And so now you're an hour behind taking advantage of these big sales where some of the sale items might sell out. So I apologize for that. But this is the last day to take advantage of the end of the year mega clearance sale, up to 75% off some of the products and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store wide. Now, I felt so. Actually, what happened is I grabbed a bottle of Winter Sun Plus here before the show because I've noticed just watching some football over the weekend and here in Austin, Texas, that there's been a lot of overcast and rain. And, you know, typically here in Austin, what winter means is not necessarily cold weather. I mean, sometimes it gets a little cold, but it does mean dreary weather and overcast and cloudy and no sun. And so in the winter, I make sure I focus on getting my vitamin D, and Winter Sun Plus from InfoWarsStore.com is the best vitamin D supplement that I've come across and the most easily absorbable. So Winter Sun Plus from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com, Ultra Vitamin D3. And it is winter, folks, so the sun is not out as much. So get Winter Sun from InfoWarsStore.com. But also, I'm remiss if I don't mention the fact, also before the show, I'm running around. Normally, I'm in the other studio hosting the War Room, so I don't have my usual bucket of supplements. But I was able to come across some Turbo Force, some Brain Force Plus, and some Vasobeat Complete from InfoWarsStore.com. That's my That's my three trifecta, if you will, my triple threat of supplements that I take every day before I go on air. But again, folks, this is the last day to take advantage of all these sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is on sale. Bodies is on sale. All the products I just mentioned, all on sale. Deep discounts at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let me hit some news here before we come back with a video of Maxine Waters you're not going to believe in the next segment, and then your phone calls in the next hour. The deep state battle here internally against Trump rages on. Trump administration subpoena case gets mixed reaction from court panel. So they're still going after his financial records. They're still going after impeachment. They're still going after this and that and Russia and Ukraine, and they have nothing. But it doesn't stop them. Doesn't stop them. House counsel warns of gun battle in fight for Trump info. Now, this is, let me explain this because only InfoWars can explain what's really going on here. It's kind of like the whole story about Soleimani being on the Times of London 2020. What was the exact rising stars list? If you can believe that, here it is. It's at InfoWars.com. Times of London names Iranian general to list of 2020 rising stars day before assassination. Now, you can either believe in that coincidence or you can think maybe someone leaked that he was going to be assassinated and they figured, hey, let's make him a rising star. And then when he gets killed, you know, we'll say, oh, Trump bad, he killed a hero. Maybe it's just coincidence. But let me explain what this is. A headline for Matthew Daly in the Associated Press, syndicated, goes on PBS, other websites. Small cracks have appeared in GOP unity on impeachment trial. What is this really? Folks, this is what you call bait. So they write up stories and headlines. They've been doing this for 2 years. We've been explaining it here at InfoWars.com to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's not really small cracks in impeachment trial. There's news reports. There's rhetoric. There's gossip. But what they do is they write these stories, they write these headlines, they put out these press releases, they put the bottom lines on these news networks saying, oh, Republicans split, oh, cracks in GOP unity on impeachment, oh, it's looking bad, to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. So then Republicans see this and they think, and you know, this is them like licking their finger to put their hand in the wind, see which way it's blowing or how hard it's blowing, and they say, oh, my, oh, I don't want to look bad. Oh, there's cracks in the unity on impeachment, oh. Oh, maybe I should consider impeachment now. Because they're more afraid of the media than their own constituents. They're more afraid of the media than they are American citizens. So that's what that is. So if you see this narrative start to play out, they're just trying to intimidate Republicans and put a wedge in Republicans on the unity and impeachment. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You create the headline to then create the scenario you put into the headline. Meanwhile, though, Donald Trump's immigration judges boost deportation numbers. They're actually rejecting asylum seekers now. They're actually busing asylum seekers back to Mexico. Now, Obama is still beating Trump in deportation numbers. I suggest Trump change that before 2020. In fact, and see, again, this is where it comes in that people are so afraid of the media. Not Trump, but he has people inside of his campaign that say, oh, don't do this. They'll bash you for it. Got to quit being afraid of the media. Donald Trump should deport more illegal immigrants in the year 2020 than any other year in American history. Run on that as a campaign promise delivered, and it'll be total victory. But people inside of his campaign say, oh, don't do that. You'll be called racist. Oh, they'll spin it. No, it's time to double down, triple down, and start deporting illegal immigrants and using that to declare victory. See, that's what Republicans hate declaring victory. They hate having victory. They like remaining neutral. All right, we're about to dedicate this next hour to your phone calls. And I'm going to be so dedicated, folks, I'm barely even going to plug. So I just ask everybody on the line that we're going to, I dedicate getting myself to every single one of you on the line right now. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just buy the toothpaste, try the Turbo Force, try the shampoo, the body wash. Just give it a try. Because I'm going to dedicate the rest of this hour to taking your calls, and that means I'm barely going to plug at all the fact that we have the end-of-the-year mega sale, which is just ridiculous. It's like chopping my leg off, not plugging the fact this is the last day for these deep discounts. It's like, hey, you know, biggest sale of the year, biggest discounts ever, free shipping. But you know what? I'm not going to mention it because I'm that dedicated to the audience. It's basically where we're at here. So that's insane. That's insanity. But you know what? You know about it. InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sale of the year. Now, let's do this. Remember when Adam Schiff got pranked and they said, oh, Adam, we've got nude pictures of Donald Trump. We'll give them to you. And he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Now, the media never reported that because they protect the Democrat Party. Adam Schiff should have been removed from office after that and censured. But, of course, he's a protected Democrat. The media never mentioned that. Well, it's now happened to good old Maxine Waters. If Adam Schiff isn't the dumbest member of Congress, it's Maxine Waters. Her wig has a higher IQ than she does. Here she is getting trolled by the same pranksters, basically asking Maxine Waters to give a speech to the nation of Wakanda. Here it is.
You can say some words of support to all the people who came here to support the problems of the wonderful island and the ecology of the world.
Which island are they targeting?
Chunga Changa.
Chunga Changa?
Yes.
Okay. That island is particularly threatened? Okay. Get involved. So let me get started, okay?
Yes, we are ready. You can start.
Hello, everybody. This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. And I am so pleased to be on this telephone call with Greta Thunberg. I am just so proud of her and her father, Svante Thunberg, and the work that they are doing. As you know, Greta is an environmental activist. And
this is Maxine Waters thinking she's actually on the phone with Greta Thunberg giving a speech to the nation of Chunga Chunga.
And she has been traveling, and she has been the greatest advocate for what is happening with our climate and the environment. And I'm very pleased that she's with you in North Carolina, where you're focusing on protecting the very important island of Chula Change. And so
Chula Change.
I just go on and tell you that I believe that she certainly should
win. She doesn't even say the fake name right.
For what she
Chula Change.
But what's most important right now is that...
Oh, that's the capital of Chunga Chunga. Oh, okay.
We're working so hard on this issue to make sure that the island is protected, that you give her all of the support that you can possibly give her, because she's giving you all of the support that she can give to you.
This is so important.
She has made a mark all over the world now, and a lot of attention is focused on her. And
do you see why California is so effed?
And
in fact, that's literally what the cameraman said today. It's a perfect response. He goes, man, California's effed. Yeah. When you have Maxine Waters giving a live speech over the phone to Chula Chula Chunga Chunga, I mean, folks, again, these Russian pranksters, they got Adam Schiff 2 years ago. Now they get Maxine Waters. They just call her on her government line, say, can you give us a live speech, live on the phone with Greta Thunberg to the people of Chunga Chunga? And she did it. She did it. God help us all. So thank the Russian pranksters. They got the Democrats to fall for fake news once again. Seriously, folks. I mean, you combine Schiff and Maxine IQ, you get like negative two.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood.
All right, we're going to dedicate this hour to taking your phone calls. Everyone on the board right now, I'm going to take this hour. So I have to be diligent and make sure I don't sit here and babble with you for 5 minutes. Not that that's not a good thing. It's just then I can't get to more callers. So make sure you're focused when we get to you to get your point across. And again, I'm really going to focus on taking these calls. So I'm basically chopping my legs off here on air. And I'm may not even mention this again, folks, but the biggest special at InfoWarsStore.com happening right now, the end of the year blowout sale. This is the last day. This is going to end tonight. So take advantage of the biggest sales we've had at InfoWarsStore.com right now, free shipping store-wide. So I just ask, you know, if you're on the phone waiting, just go try a tube of our toothpaste. Go get yourself a T-shirt, a hat. We've got things you need, air filters, water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But here we are, still on air despite all the attacks against us. Before I start waxing poetic, I'll just stop right there and say thank God for this audience and just thank God in general for giving us the strength to fight through it and remaining on air. You know that the deep state, the globalists, the Hillary Clintons, the George Soroses, the Anderson Coopers, Jordan Kleppers, they all hate it. And they try to like close their eyes and like put the blanket over them like it's a monster under their bed. Yeah. A monster of freedom in the face of tyranny, Jack. But let's go out to the phone lines now. Let's start with, where do we want to start here today? Boy, a lot of great callers on the air. We'll start with Bubba in Colorado. Go ahead, Bubba.
Your iodine's great. They just dump it in water supplies all over America. Really? Dump the iodine in the water supply.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? If you put the iodine in the water supply, they'd say, oh, you're poisoning the water hole. Again, just a reversal of reality.
Well, we want it. We're three witnesses. We used to be followed by the Iranian Air Force on our Twitter account, Bubba Scout Reb, and they told us they'll overthrow that regime. They gave the coordinates to that airstrike last week to get rid of that asshole.
All right, we got to dump that. We can't have cursing. Sorry, Bubba. Appreciate the call, but we have to dump you when you curse because we can't have that over terrestrial radio. Look, there's a lot of stuff happening in Iran, a lot of stuff going unreported. There's people in Iran that want to see regime change. There's obviously people that not. There's other sort of revolutions or uprisings happening, like White Wednesday and the restart. So there's a bunch of crazy stuff. I mean, 2020 has really kicked off with a bang. I mean, it's unbelievable to think, like, I mean, how does man make a calendar and it just so happens when we flip to a new decade and 4 days in, it's already like the whole world has changed. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Owen. I never plug. I've actually never plugged once. I talk to you guys all the time, but just the listeners, grow up and buy some stuff. It's extremely important. And if you're doubting my words, then listen to the John Baum report that was played at the beginning of this broadcast. Listen to the Alex Jones Show on Friday. That was some of the top information I've ever heard in my entire life. And to hear people attacking both you and Alex on Friday was extremely concerning, mainly because it wasn't legitimate criticism. It was just kind of offhanded nonsense. But what I wanted to ask is that you'd have Ron Paul on, because RT is having Ron Paul on to basically try and turn him against Trump. And I know Alex has at least some relationship with Ron Paul. So if there's any way you could get him on, I would really appreciate that. And then the thing I talked about with you the other day is about Soleimani and al-Baghdadi being Clapper and Brennan's largest, highest investment programs. And I made a comment that Q is fake after that, and I didn't explain why. And the way politics works is Trump isn't, I mean, I think he should go after them going to jail, but what he's doing is trying to destroy their legacy. And if whether that's right or wrong, that's another issue. but he's doing the best he can to stop.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me kind of just rephrase that and get your brief response. It's the same thing. Trump is fighting the same war, whether it's here or in Iraq or Iran. It's against the globalists. It's against the deep state. They're the ones that set up all of these factions. Again, I don't want strikes. I want the U.S. out of that region. But to sit here and act like Trump is going out of his powers or frame of powers here and assassinating some general that didn't deserve it. No. This war was set up by the globalists. That region was corrupted by the globalists. Trump is fighting the same globalist forces, the same deep state forces he's been fighting. It's just now they can spin it about war and everything where they used to ignore it.
Exactly, Owen. And I think you and Alex are really on point. And I see your seriousness in this issue. And I think what you're saying is accurate and correct, that Trump isn't perfect. And we don't necessarily have to support everything Trump does. But let's grow up, people. I mean, this is a complex issue. He can't just do things out of this idealistic, nonsense, fake land. I mean, this is the real world. Yeah, we should write the White House. We should write Congress if he does something bizarre and he does do things that all of us don't agree with. But let's support him and then make our voice known. Let's not attack Alex and Owen, because I really genuinely think if anyone listens to this show, I call in every single day.
Well, and look, I appreciate people that are upset about foreign interventions and even people that want to attack us. It's just I hope they understand, like, again, InfoWars is not your enemy. And I don't even think you could say Trump is your enemy, even if you're against all these strikes in the Middle East. I mean, it's bad stuff, but it's been ongoing for a while. And again, you juxtapose that with what's been happening in past administrations. Why all the outrage now? Thanks for the call, Richard. Let's go to Sandy in Minnesota. I know that they're celebrating in Minnesota today. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sorry I'm a little hoarse, but thanks to Silver Bullet.
Wait, you're a little hoarse? I've never had a little horse call into the show before. This is amazing. I'm talking to a horse. Go ahead.
Okay, stop.
I'm sorry, Sandy. I'm just having some fun here. Go ahead.
I heard your show yesterday, and I understand where you're upset. It's true. You know, you can sit there in armchair all you want on what Trump is going to do. But until you're actually in his shoes, we need to support him. We need to support him. But what really gripes me is I was looking through some of these Breitbart articles, and okay, it says Obama bypasses Congress to give $1.5 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood. Obama gave $221 million to Palestine in his last hours of his presidency, you know. And then he goes and he supports Al-Qaeda and stuff like that. Where was the outrage then?
Where exactly. That's why I'm saying it's the same. It's a new thing, but it's the same thing. It's the same people responsible for all this crap trying to frame Trump for it. And right. So, again, exactly. Where was the outrage when Obama surpassed Congress for all the funding and all the arms deals and all of that? There was no outrage. Where was the outrage when Obama was drone striking left and right? Which, by the way, most of that we didn't even know about till months or years later. Innocent civilians were killed. Weddings were struck. With Trump, we know who he struck, when he struck, and why he struck. We get the coordinates. We see the video. But there's all this outrage over Trump, even though the Obama administration said Soleimani was a terrorist. So again, it just is another level of illustration of the lies of the deep state, the lies of the New World Order, and how it doesn't matter what Trump does. Trump could literally, like Simon says, do everything Obama did, and they'd say Trump bad for it, Obama a hero.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, do you ever notice, or maybe it's just me, but when Trump ran on his campaign, he mentioned Bill Clinton getting impeached. So what's happening to Trump? He mentioned, you know, all this stuff Obama did.
And, you know, you mentioned that. I got to go to break. But, you know, it's almost perfect. Nancy withholds the articles of impeachment, and then all this stuff in Iran happens.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Remember, final day for the mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Final day. Free shipping store-wide. Up to 75% off some of the top-selling products and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going back to the phone lines. Cyril in California. Go ahead, Cyril.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for the great work you do and everyone at InfoWars. I'm a big fan, and also I'm here in L.A. I'm friends with Sabo, Sable, and also Leo Zagami. I've been on the show before. You played at Maxine Waters, Funko, thinking that she was with Greta. That was just a window into how crazy this whole thing is. I'm in South L.A., man. She's the brightest person in, in her constituents, by the way. So that just gives you an idea of what the power of, I call it the possession of the electromagnetic field. Because what's happening is that foreigners own the airwaves of the United States of America. So we need to go back to the 1938 Communications Act, which is under the executive branch, where five commissioners of the FCC are all American citizens. And they issue licenses to who gets to broadcast anything in the airwaves of the electromagnetic field of the United States of America. So we basically need to deal with that as soon as possible with the executive order from President Trump.
Yeah, and again, it's just amazing that you can have Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters get duped so easily. It just shows you how pathetic these members of Congress are. And at a certain level, it's a gut blow to think, wow, Maxine Waters has been in Congress for 30 years, and she's so stupid. I mean, that's what it is. She's so stupid and gullible. She can be trolled into giving a speech to a country that doesn't exist with a fake Greta Thunberg on the phone on a whim. I mean, she needs to be removed from office immediately.
That is why they are suppressing the truth. Let me tell you something, Owen. The most powerful thing in the universe is the human mind. You don't want ordinary people to know that. They keep them in the dark for a reason. And they're killing them with all that, you know, by the way, your InfoWar products are excellent. But they're selling the masses trash and deadly poison.
No, that's really
it. Know who they are.
Intellectual poison, spiritual poison, and literal physical chemical poison.
Let me tell you something, man. Scholars would agree, all scholars from all the universities would agree on two things. There was a man that existed in the world. His name was Jesus, and he was baptized by John the Baptist. The other thing, too, that we know that is for sure is that he was crucified. And on top of the cross, there was a charge that said, King of the Jews. So we know that there was a man who was baptized, and he was crucified, and he was killed because he can't claim to be King of the Jews. But he said this, I am the truth, I am the light, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And his words, to this day, apply to every single one of us who know the truth. So we are dealing with some serious demons out there. And that is why the electromagnetic field needs to be taken back to the United States. Donald Trump needs to sign an executive order immediately going back to the 1934 Act before the 1996 Telecommunications Act of Bill Clinton, which he actually opened the floodgates for all those people to come and reclaim our power.
And it really just comes down to Americans being vigilant before and again and just looking. It's like the same thing. Like, you know, where are all these Apple products manufactured and put together? China. What about Nike? I mean, these are the two things. Nike dominates the sports world. Apple dominates the tech world. These are American companies and institutions. And what happens? They make everything in China. Okay, so that's just an example. Let's go to Corey in California as well. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey there, Owen. Thanks a lot for taking my call, man. So I wanted to, I have a few things I want to mention. Since the other caller brought it up, I want to thank you for your evangelical efforts. I didn't actually believe in Jesus before I started listening to your show. I've had experiences where I have learned for pretty much beyond doubt that demons are real. And when I prayed to Jesus and the Heavenly Father, they went away, and for a brief moment, they stopped torturing me. And then when I started doubting it, they came back. So I was sure to believe. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I bought your iodine. It works great. It gives me a lot of energy. I feel like my body's working a lot better now. I bought some toothpaste for my dad. He used to use fluoride toothpaste, and I've converted him over to non-fluoride, so that's pretty cool. I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. So about Trump, I don't want anybody to die, but I think what he did is a good thing because you have to send a message. Other presidents might have done that by, as you said, bombing weddings, doing all these horrible things that make these countries hate us. And taking out a military leader, the top military leader, that shows, it shows that we're strong, and it shows that we're going to do... We're going to take the proper routes to deal with it.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me just hone in on that for a second. And again, I'm no warmonger. I don't want to see any foreign intervention. Let's just, I'm just doing play-by-play here, colored commentary. By Trump initiating these last two strikes, Iran can come out here and talk about striking U.S. targets and talk about further strikes and threaten nuclear war or whatever. But, you see... I think they know better than that because they've now seen Trump will take action and they know whatever retaliation they take is going to be 10 times worse on them. Again, I'm not supporting that, folks. This is the real world here. This is what we're dealing with. And so at the very least, that was the message sent. And I mean, look, it's kind of almost funny, but like for Iran to say $80 million for Trump's head, I mean, that's kind of a joke, folks. I mean, that's almost comical. It's so pathetic. I mean, $80 million, that's either literally like, I mean, I don't even know how you analyze that. That's either them saying, yeah, this is a huge joke, or them basically saying, like, we're poor. I mean, so I don't know how you analyze that, but that it's crazy. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, it's absurd. The other thing is I wanted to mention, I have a recommendation for your website. Sometimes you guys mention public access documents, like I think the white papers you talk about, maybe public access and these other things. I wanted to recommend that you start a document archive on your website where you host these white papers and other things that you mentioned. You can use them as show citations.
Mm-hmm.
Thought
mm-hmm.
that might be a good idea. I don't know if you already do, but if not, I just want to recommend
you
that.
You know, we may, but here's what I'll respond to this, and this isn't. A dig at you. This is just a response because I have stuff like this all the time, and this is really the formula for victory. I understand why people look to the mothership here at InfoWars to do more and put more out there and be even, more effective and victorious. Believe me, we're doing everything we can. Plus, we're taking on water, and we have a tiny little spoon trying to get it out of here so we don't sink. So what we need is people like you, Corey, to create that archive. Call it governmentarchives.com or whatever you can, and then you become that person, and then you become a spot for information, and then people source your website for information, and then maybe we can link up your site or promote your site. So yeah, I understand where you're coming from. It's like, yeah, we're the mothership, we need to build another wing over here, another observatory deck, but we're taking on water and we're trying to get it out of the boat with a tiny little spoon right now. So great suggestion, Corey, but I love it when the audience takes action. And then you see, we promote your stuff. When you take effective action, we promote it. We'll be right back.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live Maxine Waters.
From the InfoWars.com studios.
Get it, Maxine!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Sorry, you just got to give Maxine Waters a little love when she does the intro here. Oh, she's super bad getting trolled into giving a speech to Chunga Chunga live on the phone. This is a congresswoman. Really embarrassing, folks. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, the biggest sales ever, end tonight. Free shipping store-wide. End of the year mega blowout sale, folks. Deep discounts. You hear the people talk about the great supplements. I take the supplements every day. And free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're dedicating... And getting back to the phone calls here, let's go to Free in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Free.
Glad to be with you. I love you guys. Love you. Love Alex. Super respect everything you do. David Knight, Firepower. Can't wait to get them back, regularly here. I wanted to talk about what happened with the raiding of the offices of ex-president of Ukraine, Poroshenko. And I think this is really important. We've got, you know, his office is raided. He owned a gym. His gym was raided. And we had his, they found that there were cameras and mics and the smoke detectors in his gym that he owned. And that is also, they have raided the Ukrainian seaport in various places in Ukraine. This is in Odessa, Kiev, areas around it. And it's a big deal because...
Yeah, you know, and this is a huge deal. And you know, I don't even know if this is a fair comparison here, but it would be similar to Trump, you know, raiding the Obamas and investigating the Obamas. And we don't get any of that.
And one thing that's really important is that Poroshenko, one of the things they're looking for is that he stole servers from his presidential offices. Servers, we know that President Trump said, how about the servers, Zelensky? What about CrowdStrike? Well, they actually were looking for servers that were stolen out of Poroshenko's offices. That's one of the reasons they raided him. This all happened in the last few days of the last year, and this was simultaneous with raiding Ukrainian Seaports Authority, where they raided offices in, it was Nauvoo, right? This was Nauvoo doing this. And they raided the offices in the Seaport Authority. Detectives from the National Anti-Corruption Bureau and the SBU, the Ukraine Secret Service, they raided these offices looking for illegal procurement of construction services for a marine infrastructure. And this is for illegal preference for foreign companies given a marine infrastructure to basically provide a what looks like a nuclear off-port infrastructure for pretty much taking energy out of Ukraine. This is all raided. It all happened December 27th, and it happened in Poroshenko at the same time, and nobody's really talking about it in the news. We had a little bit of a small
Yeah, that's because it's not really sexy. Most people don't understand the deep geopolitics of it, and the media will continue to cover up for the globalists and the deep state as they always have, and they know that the Bidens, the Obama administration, the Clintons, and some of their political operatives with companies such as CrowdStrike are deeply involved with the Ukraine because of the corruption. So, yeah, they're not going to highlight that, but excellent informative call from Free in Massachusetts. Let's go to Pastor Sam in Texas. Go ahead, Pastor Sam.
You know, the doom and gloom preachers, we like to borrow a quote from the Terminator. Judgment Day is inevitable. Doesn't matter what we do. World War III will happen. Global war will happen. And we have a president, for once in our lives, that's willing to face it, willing to face that threat. And he's bringing a lot of troops home to defend the Americas. He's trying to get out of the Middle East, like you commented, like Alex has commented. He sees the threat from Asia. And without getting into anything from my classified briefing, the Americas are on fire right now. The Venezuela situation has boiled over today, including fistfights in the parliament. There have been three very suspicious crash accidents, the last two of which were aircraft with generals on board in three different Western nations. Well, one of them is Taiwan, but that really affects China moving to the Americas, them getting rid of Taiwan. So there's already military action happening. Just nobody wants to admit that this is military activity when airplanes disappear with generals on board or with the top general of the country. You know, everybody's screaming about Soleimani, and really hardly anybody in the news talked about the very top general from Taiwan dying in a suspicious crash of a military aircraft with seven other persons, all of whom were very, very high ranking. And so I would just like for everyone to buckle up, realize that this is inevitable, realize that the president is determined to defend the hemisphere and that the Americas are on fire. You'll have to surf around the net a little bit to find that. But there is serious conflict in the Americas today. And that's part of the reason the president is drawing back because he knew that was going to happen. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X2. Those are my favorites.
Thank you for the call, Pastor Sam. Another excellent caller. Our callers are so informative. It's just so refreshing to open up the phone lines and get new information or a deeper understanding of information. And yes, Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com is amazing. I start my day with it every morning. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Hello, Bart. Hello, Owen.
Hi, Owen, or I mean Bart.
It's always an honor to talk to you again. I've been doing a lot of thought about this. I think the deep state is about to release a bioweapon. We need to put all available military on the U.S. and Canadian border, and Trump needs to act on this quickly.
No, I completely agree. And this is such common sense, it's almost offensive that we don't do it. I mean, there's not going to be a foreign invasion from Iraq in Iraq because it's in Iraq. It's going to be at the southern border. It's going to be at the northern border. It's very porous. It's a serious situation. And all these people want to sit here and bitch and moan, oh, Iran's going to get us. Oh, Iran, please don't kill us. $80 million for Trump's head? I mean, come on. Trump farts $80 million. Again, I'm not trying to like say, oh, they're poor. It's just like that's kind of a joke. So for all these people that complain, oh, Iran's going to kill us. Well, then are you for closing the border now? You understand why we want a southern wall at the border? I mean, it's like, but they still don't get it because they're so filled with hate. They have no common sense left. Anything else, Bart?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm live streaming this on the Bart Fine channel on YouTube, and everybody listening, go subscribe before they shut me down. Thanks.
Well, good luck. You just said it on the Voldemort broadcast. All right, let's go to Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, what's up? This is crazy because we got three in a row here. Yeah, you know, I'm still doing my live stream. We get Pastor Sam. We got Bart almost every night in there. And it's funny because a couple callers ago talked about taking action, and you were talking about making a website and getting and doing your own thing, making your voice. That's what I try to do every single night. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Iran and basic geography. If you look at a map, people, you can see that this has been something in slow motion right before our face for a long time. Iran sits right in between Iraq and Afghanistan, where our troops have been put in there by the tens of thousands over the last two decades. And right over on the side of the other side of Persian Gulf there, you have Saudi Arabia. So, again, if you look at basic geography all throughout time, you can see a war happen right before your eyes sometimes.
And the crew was just pulling it up from this week, CARE, assisting Iranians at the border. Look, again, I'm not sitting here. I don't hate Iranians. I don't hate the Iranian people. I don't want to see war with Iran. Most Americans don't. But if you're going to sit here and say, oh, my gosh, Trump's going to get us killed, I'm so afraid of Iran, but then you promote having an open border and being so tolerant and diverse that you literally bring in foreign agents to kill you, I mean, that's the definition of insanity. But that's what the left is.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, final segment of this Sunday show. Let me hit these headlines before I go back out to your phone calls. Inside Jeffrey Epstein's cell, Sunday on 60 Minutes. So, of course, that's this evening. 60 Minutes is going to be running, maybe running on the East Coast right now, actually. Inside Epstein's cell. Now, I've seen the previews. There is some powerful information here, but, you know, it's ironic. This comes out, what, 3 months after Epstein's fake suicide? So InfoWars literally, again, next month's news today, when 60 Minutes can't even keep up with us. It's not even close. And you know there's going to be all kinds of twists and turns and spins on this deal. And they probably won't mention the Clintons. They're not allowed to. Which, you know what? I didn't mean to do this, but by the way, what's the lady's name who spiked the Epstein story on ABC? Do you remember it was Gina something? Anyway, you know, Gina Robach, Amy Robach, you know, people were saying, oh, don't be so mean to Amy. Oh, it's not her fault. And I kind of backed off a little. But you know what? That woman hosts, like, all these shows at ABC. She's a sellout. So no, I am gonna sit here and point the finger at Amy Robach. You sold out. You took the $1 million contracts. You spiked the Epstein story, and you still are. So no, I don't feel bad for Amy Robach with her millions of dollars for spiking a pedophile network story. Screw that. I can't turn on ABC without her hosting Good Morning America, hosting this, hosting that. Now we know why. Sorry, I didn't mean to rant on that. It's just a reminder. Report, Ghislaine Maxwell under ex-Special Forces guard due to credible death threats. Apparently, U.S. Navy SEALs are guarding her. Well, boy, I hope that's not government-funded. I'd like to know why she either isn't in jail or being investigated or interrogated. Maybe she is. But this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. It's, you know, the largest child sex trafficking, largest sex trafficking network, you know, young girls blackmail network. And it's just like, you know, the guy killed himself, Prince Andrew begged Ghislaine Maxwell to clear his name over Epstein scandal. Too late for that, Jack. This is rich right here. The comical irony of this next headline from the Hollywood Reporter. Weinstein attorney says accuser Annabella Scoria has spent an entire life acting for a living. It's like, yeah, because she's an actress. Where Weinstein probably took advantage of her. And this whole thing, again, I'm not going to sit here and attack Weinstein or defend Weinstein, but the whole Me Too thing was contrived. And it was meant to be aimed at Donald Trump. And that failed. And so now people like Epstein and Cosby are taking the brunt, whether they deserve it or not. Terry Gilliam faces backlash after labeling Me Too a witch hunt. Well, again, the Me Too movement was not a witch hunt, but it was a false flag intended to be aimed at Donald Trump. That failed. Then it just became legitimate things that were happening in Hollywood and the media and such. With people like Weinstein, and then that got exposed. But then the truth is, well, everybody kind of knew what was going on, and there was some give and take there, and it's just total degeneracy coming out of Hollywood. Everybody knew that. The real Me Too is Bill Clinton. The real Me Too is Hollywood, not Donald Trump. That's the false flag. That's the witch hunt of it. The real Me Too is Jeffrey Epstein. They all knew it, and they all ignored it. Another anti-Semitic incident under investigation in New York. But all the black people assaulting Jews in New York, nothing to see here because white people are the terrorists, according to, that was literally, I think, the CIA that put that up. Bloomberg rises to third place alongside Warren in national poll. Now, I may have to go back and highlight my odds making of the Democrat nominee because it really has been spot on. But let me just, I'm going to give some free advice right now to Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer because this is incredible. That their campaign team may be the worst ever. They are running ads at the top of their ads that feature Donald Trump. For example, Mike Bloomberg's ad says, Donald Trump wants to end Obamacare. These people are so politically illiterate, so media illiterate, they're literally promoting Donald Trump at the top of their political campaign ads, which is going to be the most percentage of the ad seen. And they don't even have enough realization, self-awareness to get it. So they're literally promoting Trump in their ads and not even realizing it, folks. If they're that stupid, I can't imagine what they're going to be doing for the next 11 months. Hong Kong activates serious response as Chinese mystery illness prompts hospital lockdown. 44 people have been admitted to the hospital with the unidentified virus. And, of course, people here are worried about something like that happening. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines to close it out. Mason in Vancouver Island. Go ahead, Mason.
Hi, it's Nathan from Vancouver Island. Parents, get the Super Blue Immune Gargle Spray, 1 ounce spray. It's like $5 right now. Okay, I'm talking censorship here. I hope we can all agree that online censorship equals digital book burning. And with that, I've got a quote from 1823 from Heinrich Heine, quote, whenever they burn books, they will also, in the end, burn people, end quote. And my next quote, final quote, is to Donald Trump's Secret Service. George Bernard Shaw about 100 years ago, 1916, quote, assassination is the extreme form of censorship, end quote. Look, it's Martin Luther King's Jr.'s day in 2 weeks. These freak shows with their Illuminati numerology, Secret Service, we have to stop it before it starts. That's the InfoWars mantra. Expose it and we can stop it. Thank you.
Well, and it's such a complex thing for people to understand. It's not an insult to the audience. I mean, I have trouble understanding it. Where do you even measure that? It's like, I'll make a sports analogy. Like, if you know what the, if you're on offense and you just realize the defense just found out what play you're calling, where now you have to call an audible too. And so there's no way for us to measure how many times InfoWars has caused that to happen. But yeah, sometimes people say, how dare you say that? Not even realizing as the defense, we just forced the offense to call an audible. So yeah, we're in serious times right now. You know, there are forces at B that want to assassinate the president. And it's a joke to sit here and act like that's going to be Iran. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it more, that just seems like a frame up and a setup. $80 million for Trump's head. They might as well have said $80 billion because that's ridiculous. $80 million. So either Iran's that desperate and that broke, or they just like, oh, we're just putting it out there like we're going to assassinate Trump. It's another failure, folks. But yeah, hey, look, I still question the death of Soleimani. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not trying to start a conspiracy theory, but hey, you know, maybe some people wanted him dead for all other reasons. Maybe he was a man that knew too much. Let's go to Mark in Indiana. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Owen, it's Mark here. Don't stop doing what you're doing. You and everybody there, you know, men will love it. You know, what can I say? I'd like to talk about our southern border. What I'd like to see, President, bring all the troops back and let's defend our southern border better, you know.
Well, yes, especially for national security reasons right now. I mean, everybody wants to sit here and hype up World War III. You know, media, Hollywood, social media, entertainment, it's all about World War III, World War III. Well, let's protect our damn border then, huh? See, but it just exposes how fake they all are. It just exposes how fake they all are. They're going to sit here and fearmonger over World War III, and they're going to call for open borders.
Right. I think we ought to go into Mexico, the 12-mile limit. Remember the 12-mile limit out the ocean? I think I'd get the president of Mexico's attention. You know, hey, let's clean up these drug dealers you got down here, All these people that's getting killed, that's uncalled for.
And it makes more sense. Look, and that's the thing. The problems in the Middle East that Trump is trying to take care of are really not our problems. Now, they're problems that were started by the West and British intelligence and former administrations, but they're not really our interests or our problems. It's protecting the deep state, which I'm sick of doing. I get it. So is the audience. We need to protect our own interests at the southern border. Drugs are pouring in. Weapons are pouring in. Who knows what could be pouring in? That's the point. And now they want to sit here and hype up World War III, and they don't even have the wherewithal or the common sense to protect the southern border. But that's because it's all fake, folks. Just like everything's fake. The Me Too movement, fake. They never call out Bill Clinton. They never call out Epstein. World War III fears, fake. They never call for the protection of the southern border. These people are fake as the day is long, ladies and gentlemen. That does it for the Alex Jones Show today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll be back, breaking news. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.